McGuire, Scott Anderson, 97.1. We haven't even had time to touch on the latest with Dylan Larkin, which we'll try to do as the day progresses. In the meantime, a lot of NBA draft talk to open the show. We shifted over to some Tiger talk. And now there is, this happened today. Do we know if this interview went down today, Kang, or if, we're not sure?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, on 95.7 The Game, on the Willard and Dibbs show.
Willard and Dibbs?
Willard and Dibbs.
I like it.
Yep.
It's no Carson Anderson.
No, it's not. I mean...
Do you think Dibbs is Rob Dibble?
I don't know.
95. Let me see if I can look this up.
Sounds like the next CSI crime or something. Featuring Willard and Dibbs.
Sounds like...
they're on the scene.
Really? Sounds like two old judges to me.
Yeah, could be.
Willard's the judge. He's like their straight guy. Dibbs is kind of like the wild card.
Dibbs is the wisecracking bailiff. Got the ill-fitting uniform. You know, always has his hand on the baton ready to go. Dibbs, relax. Hey, okay, Judge, I'll do my best. Dibbs, what are you doing with that lazy chair? You said I got to relax, sir. I thought maybe I'd bring in the easy chair. All of a sudden, Dibbs becomes a cheap Rodney Dangerfield impressionist.
Apparently.
Oh, Dibbs.
Mark Spears was on with Willard and Dibbs. The New Orleans Pelicans are trying to trade Trey Murphy. It'll probably depend on who's sitting there at 11 when the pick comes up. And there's probably a certain amount of players that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver have on their list that could be attractive to their franchise. Okay, then. Trey Murphy, player that we've been talking about to Detroit for quite some time. This is going to cost a cadre of draft picks. Might cost Ron Holland as well. Would you move 3-4 first-round picks and Ron Holland for Trey Murphy? I'm just trying to think of what I would want if I were down there in New Orleans doing talk radio and you got a 26-year-old who averages over 20 points a game, can shoot it from the perimeter. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be costly. But, so I guess the second part of this quote from Mark Stein probably depends on who's sitting there 11 when that pick comes up. If they love a player that they could draft to replace Trey Murphy in their starting lineup, is that what they see? Is that what that implies?
Because he was on air with the guys who, you know, talk about the Warriors. Golden State Warriors hold the 11th overall pick. So he's kind of specifically talking about them in the 11th pick. But the point remains that they, if they're going to trade for draft picks, they
want...
So
it's not New Orleans pick.
No. That's the Golden State Warriors pick.
So why does it depend on what the Warriors do?
No, because if the Warriors want to trade the 11th overall pick as part of a deal for Trey Murphy.
Oh, okay. Thank you for connecting those dots. I wasn't following.
No worries. But also that...
It happens. Yeah. It happens, people.
The point is they want draft assets and they want players, you know, young players that fit their system and what they want to do moving forward if they're going to get rid of a Trey Murphy.
Okay. So I guess the same would be applied maybe at 21.
Or if the Pistons move up and trade that pick. You know how movement happens
sure.
on the draft, right?
Yeah. Trade for somebody's pick and yep. then move it for Trey Murphy?
Yep.
I'm not hating this as a possible draft night trade if the Pistons could get Trey Murphy.
Yeah. We've been talking about Trey Murphy for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But it also lets you know that the Pelicans are listening to... They're open to moving Trey Murphy.
Yeah, that's what really... If Mark Stein's accurate, and mm-hmm. Mark Stein's pretty good...
Oh, that's Mark Spears.
Yeah. Stein is something else.
Yeah.
My apologies. Thank you. Story's just being fed to me as we go. You're getting exactly what you need. But if this report is accurate, then yeah, it's confirmation that a player that Detroit would covet would fit well, isn't exorbitantly expensive. It's under contract for the next 3 years at 27, 29, and 31 million.
That's one of the biggest reasons I like Trey Murphy as well. Not just because of what he brings on the court, but off the court, you've got him under control for a very, very reasonable price. I mean, you see the these new contract extensions going out there are like 40 plus million, whether it's Tyler Hero or Jalen Duren or whoever, right?
Yep.
Trey Murphy's under contract for around 30 per for the next 3 years. That's a huge asset.
20-point scorer can shoot it from the perimeter. I really, really hope the Pistons are involved in this. Really hope the Pistons could be a landing spot.
I think Trey Murphy would be fantastic for this team. And, you know, what is the cost? We don't know. But if you speculate, like, how far, what becomes too much pain to give up? You know, they want draft capital. Okay, a couple first-round picks is draft capital. They're going to want a young player. Ron Holland seems to be, like, that would be the one that you would give up. But the name that keeps surfacing, well, there's smoke anyway, with all the reporting out there, is that Isaiah Stewart's on a trade block. Do you give up both and a couple first-round picks to acquire? Is that
yes.
too much, too little?
No, I mean,
it doesn't seem like it's too much at all.
Isaiah Stewart is a heart and soul guy here in Detroit. But if you look at his playoff minutes.
Well, he didn't play much in the playoffs this year. He was coming off an injury.
Yeah. It just feels to me like.
I wonder if he was
like
limited with what he could really give you in the playoffs this year.
It feels to me like they could survive without him. And it feels to me like Ron Holland is a chip that has some value.
Mm-hmm. Very young player.
Yep.
High up, good size. And there's still plenty time to develop, become an offensive player as well. But defensively, he's a stud.
So trying to sell the fan base in New Orleans, doing the show in New Orleans, would I be willing to give up Trey Murphy for Ron Holland, Isaiah Stewart, and 3 first-round picks? And I think I would be okay with that down in New Orleans. Plus, well, I'd have to look at the contracts. How would they match up? Would I free up a little bit of cap space? I'm not sure if I'd free up a little bit of cap space or not. Give me a second here. Yeah, free up a little bit of cap space. $5 million or something like that. But, yeah. Kang, you think that gets it done? Ron Holland, Isaiah Stewart, and 3 firsts?
I would do it if I'm on the Pistons side of it. If I'm on the Pelicans side, I mean, they're probably trying to squeeze that 4th first rounder out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, push come to shove, I'd do it over the Pistons. It's a lot to give up. Don't get me wrong.
The fourth first rounder.
Yeah. Because I think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that huge, you know, Mikal Bridges, Desmond Bane type of return in assets, which is 3 to 4 first rounders plus young players. The 2 young players are Stewart and Holland. Throwing another first round, making it 4.
One of the things you can get them to probably agree to do is to put a few second round picks back. And second round picks are true scratch off tickets. Like, they could be anything. So I mean, Jalen Brunson was a second round pick. Let's not forget that. I don't hate that deal at all. So Trey Murphy.
Well, that's one
being shopped around. So
then there's another report.
Yeah.
This is a player I don't think we've ever brought up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I am intrigued.
So I've lost it was also Amick, right?
This was from Mark Stein.
It was Stein, okay. Sorry.
Regarding the player from Miami, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, yes. Norman Powell.
Yes. It says that the Pistons are looking to acquire Norman Powell. Now, Norman Powell is an unrestricted free agent, correct? So
you wouldn't have to trade.
You don't have to trade. And Norman Powell is a guy who the last couple of years has averaged 21.8 and 21.7. The last couple of years, he's been a 42% shooter and a 38% shooter. He is a 40% shooter in his career. He's 33 years old. He's a guard at 6'4", a shooting guard. But he brings the credentials of being able to shoot without question. And he's really felt the offensive load since the 2020 season. He's been a guy who's put up probably close. It looks like, if I eyeball it, about 18 points a game. A lot to like. In the postseason, he's played 91 postseason games. He's averaged 38.6% from 3-point land.
Yeah, he's had some elite 3-point shooting seasons.
Yeah. And for a guy that you don't have to trade for, would you rather have Tyler Hero that you do have to trade for or Norman Powell that you don't have to trade
Depends
for?
On the price and the contract.
At 33 years old, I can't imagine it's going to be.
Can't imagine. And who did this come from?
Mark Stein.
And this is this is something he put out there today?
Yeah, Mark Stein and Jake Fisher do a podcast, and they basically said they were being told that Detroit's list of guard targets include Tyler Hero, and very much they're considering all-star guard Norman Powell to pair alongside Cade Cunningham. Now, Norman Powell, you guys mentioned his age. That's the downside, but he's come on a lot stronger later in his career.
Very much so.
He made the all-star team this past season with the Clippers. He helped carry them to like respectable records without, you know, Kawhi ever being available or before when Paul George was there. I like Norman Powell a lot to bring some veteran leadership that actually brings something to the court as well. He's a solid player. You mentioned the 3-point and shooting percentages. They're very respectable. I think that's a guy that can help relieve some of the pressure off Cade Cunningham.
Yeah. Interesting. Free agency starts July 1st.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, he might be available because bringing on Giannis, they're not going to be able to afford Norman Powell. So right. The question is how much Norman Powell going to ask?
Well, he just finished up a contract that was paying him, believe it was $18 million a year annually. And that was a 5-year extension that he has signed. So looking at him now, what would you be like a $20 million contract? Is it 25? 33 years old. I can't imagine it's going to be too much more than that. But it's hard. I mean, NBA numbers are hard. For me, it's always been hard to calculate what the real worth is.
248-539-9797. All right, so would you give up the boatload of draft picks, Ron Holland, Isaiah Stewart for Trey Murphy? Would you make an aggressive free agent move for Norman Powell? Pistons name be associated with Powell from Mark Stein. Mark Spears is gone public and said that the Pelicans are indeed shopping around Trey Murphy. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.